Chapter 18, The Seven Paths. As might be expected, very little has appeared in our literature as to the seven paths which stretch before the man who has reached the fifth initiation. It is obviously impossible and also unnecessary to convey to our mind any impression as to the significance of these paths or as to the attributes needed for their treading. As time progresses and the race reaches a higher point of development, we shall be able to comprehend more, but under the law of economy, it would be fruitless effort for the teachers of the race to instruct us on the characteristics needed for the treading of the seven paths before we have as yet apprehended or developed those required for traversing the probationary path, not to mention the path of initiation. One general fact we do know, and that is that before these paths can be trodden, a man must be a master of the wisdom. He must be a brother of compassion, and he must be able, through intelligence and love, to wield the law. Our part at this time is to fit ourselves for the treading of the path of initiation by the discipline of the probationary path. By the careful direction of the life, by obedience to the law as understood, and by service to the race. When we have attained liberation, then these paths will stretch before us, and the one that we should tread will become apparent to us. All in this system works under the great law of attraction, and therefore, according to our vibration, according to our color and tone, will depend, in all probability, our choice. The greater free will of the cosmic system is under limitation, just as is the free will of the system of which we are a part, and the free will of man himself. Upon innate quality will depend the direction of our further progress. These seven paths might be enumerated as follows, and certain deductions based on the law of correspondence might be given out, provided always that we remember that words serve more to blind than to elucidate, and that the briefest details only are possible. 1. The path of earth service. This is the path that keeps a man linked to the hierarchy that is pledged to the service of our planet and to the help of its evolutions. It comprises those who work under the Lord of the world in the seven groups into which our masters of the wisdom are divided. Not so many masters follow this path as some of the others, and only enough are permitted to do so to carry on planetary evolution satisfactorily. More is known about this path than about the others, and more will be found out as members of our humanity fit themselves to contact the Brotherhood. Their field of employ, their methods of work, will eventually become exoteric knowledge, and as the seven groups are recognized and known, schools of development for the filling of posts in these groups will be the logical sequence. 2. The path of magnetic work. Those who do the work of wielding forces or electrical magnetism for the use of the great ones on all the planes pass to this path. They wield the elemental formative energy, manipulating matter of every density and vibration. Great waves of ideas and surging currents of public opinion on astral levels, as well as on the higher levels where the great ones work, are manipulated by